brothers and sisters and friends, be peace with you. Last Monday is Christmas. Tomorrow is New Year's Day. I'll ask everyone a question. What does Christmas have to do with the New Year's Day? Most countries now use a Gregorian calendar.
也就是说用耶稣降生到这个世上的年月日来作为标准的。
So it's calculated based on the year, month, and day when Jesus Christ was born into this world.
照理来讲, 圣诞节跟元旦应该是同一个日子。
Supposedly, Christmas Day and New Year's Day should be the same day.
但是为什么相隔了七天呢?
How come there is a 7 days in between?
大家知道吧?
Can anyone answer this question?
犹太人他们在婴儿男婴诞生下来的第八天他们要进行隔离。
So Jewish boys must be circumcised on the 8th day after their birth.
这个隔离是 神跟以色列民做的一个标志。
This is the symbol that God made with the Jewish people.
这就表示呢, 隔离了以后, 这个孩子就是属于神的人了。That
means after circumcision, the boy belongs to God.
主耶稣呢, 他是犹太人, 他在生下来的第八天, 他进行了隔离。
So Jesus is a Jewish boy. So on the 8th day of his birth, he got circumcised.
所以说呢, 这个立法的制定者呢, 就把12月25号定为圣诞日。
So therefore Christmas was made a day based on the birth of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. 那么 他把1月1号定为元旦。
So the January 1st is a New Year's Day.
所以说呢, 这两个日子, 它都是呢, 纪念主耶稣的降生。
So those two dates were in remembrance of the birth of Jesus Christ.
12月25号 是表明了神的
So Christmas, December 25th, indicates the date of the birth of Christ.
元旦呢, 是表示主的降生的年份。
So the new year indicates the year of the birth of Lord Jesus Christ.
我再问大家一个问题。
Another question for everyone.
你过生日的时候是谁快乐?
Who would be happy when you have your birthday?
谁快乐?
Who would be happy?
Happy birthday to 谁啊? You. 是你高兴。
So you will be happy on your birthday.
那么圣诞节谁高兴呢?
Who will be happy on Christmas Day?
To whom?
To who? 对谁?
To you.
对你?
To God.
对我们的神?
这天大家都高兴。
So Christmas Day, everyone's happy.
你高兴,
you happy and God happy.
你高兴什么?
What are you happy for?
Merry Christmas. Merry 什么?
So Merry Christmas. What is Merry for? What are you merry for?
我是出生在一个基督徒的一个家庭。
I was born in a Christian family.
我从小呢, 我最喜欢过圣诞节。
When I was young, I was so happy when Christmas came.
为什么呢? 一到圣诞节的平安夜的时候呢, 那个圣诞老公公呢, 就会在我睡觉的时候, 就把圣诞的礼物呢, 就摆在我的枕头旁边, 第二天早上一起来了，我一看看到有这个礼品，我高兴得不得了。
When I was young, I love Christmas so much. Why? Because during the Christmas Eve, the Santa will bring a tons of gifts, put it beside my pillow. So when I woke up, I was so happy because I got so many gifts.
我呢，长期就把这个圣诞老人当成是耶稣了。
So I mistook Santa to Jesus Christ.
我到了成年的时候，我还认为这个耶稣就是圣诞老人。
Even when I grown up, I still think Santa is Jesus Christ.
实际上，我爱的耶稣不是耶稣，我爱的是圣诞老人。
In fact, the I love Santa, not Jesus Christ.
我喜欢的不是圣诞节。
What I love is not Christmas.
我是喜欢的那个礼品。
What I love is all the gifts I've got.
好笑不好笑
？Is that funny？
实际上，我们现在很多人都跟我那个小时候是一样。
In fact, lots of people just like me when I was young.
我们很多人现在就把这个圣诞节就当成是一个家庭的、亲友的聚会，在一起吃喝，在一起玩乐，在一起修行、休息的一个假日。
So lots of people just like me, they treat a Christmas just like a big holiday for families so we can enjoy family gathering, we can rest, we can have fun, and we can have gifts.
这个没有错。
It's not wrong with that.
但是呢，他忘掉了圣诞节的这个根本的意义。
It's not wrong, but they forget the true meaning of Christmas.
我们在圣诞节的时候，我们高兴什么呢
？So what are we happy for during the Christmas？
大家考虑过没有
？Have you think about it？
我们基督徒，我们在圣诞节的 Mary 就是我们的喜悦是什么呢？是喜悦主耶稣降生到这个世上，把福音带来了。
So what should we marry for is that Jesus Christ was born into this world and bring the salvation to us.
什么是福音?
What is gospel?
Sorry. 什么叫福音?
So what is the gospel?
我今天呢，以一个我过去曾经从事过肝脏移植的一个外科医生的一个角度，我来谈一下。
Today I will discuss it with the aspect of the doctor's experience, my work experience as a doctor through the organ transplant surgery.
现在我们有很多的不治之症。
So right now we have a lot of diseases without cure.
现在有很多的不治之症。
So right now we have a lot of diseases without cure.
但是呢，现在呢，有了肝、有了脏器的移植以后，有使得一些不治之症可以得到医治和延长生命。
So because of organ transplant surgery, lots of diseases can be cured through the surgery.
那就是说，把一个还没有死亡的一个人，他把他的脏器捐赠出来，来代替啊那个将要死有患有重病的那个没有功能的脏器，啊，这样子的话呢，这个病人他就可以得到了医治，而且呢，生命可以延长。
So the normal organs donated by those donors while they are still alive are used to replace a patient's non-functioning organs, so that the patients can be cured or they can live longer.
这个就是奇迹。
This is a miracle.
这个就是福音。
This is a gospel, good news.
是不是福音啊？
Is this a good news?
是不是奇迹啊？
Is this a miracle?
这是奇迹，这也是福音。
It is a miracle and it is a good news.
现在我们在座的，我凡是人，我们最大的一个问题是什么？
So everybody, we're sitting here. What would be our biggest problem?
人会死。
We all die.
我们为什么会死？
Why we die?
因为神讲，我们都亏欠了神的荣耀。
Because God said, we all fall short of glory of God.
罪的工价就是死。
For the wages of sin is death.
所以说我们人人都要死。
Therefore, everyone dies.
我们在座的每个人都会死。
So everyone sitting here will die.
我也会死。
I will die.
那么主耶稣他为什么要来到这个世上呢？
Why Jesus Christ come to this world?
主耶稣降生到这个世界上来就是来给我们进行移植手术。
The Lord Jesus was born into this world specifically for to perform life transplant operations.
他把他没有罪而且是不死的生命献上，来取代我们有罪有限的生命。
So he has offered his sinless and immortal life to replace our sinful and limited lives.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
这不仅是神迹，而且是舍己的爱和恩典。
So this is not only a miracle but a self-sacrificing love and grace.
脏器的移植是可信的。
So it is believable that we can do an organ transplant.
主耶稣的救恩更是可信。
And also, it is truly believable that God's salvation.
这是主降生所带来的。
This came from the birth of Jesus Christ in this world.
所以说呢，我们在圣诞节的时候，我们会 merry， 我们会 happy。
That's why we're so happy during the Christmas.
那么再问一下
，Another question。
新年你快乐什么
？What are you happy for during New Year's?
Happy New Year。
Happy， 新年快乐。
新年快乐什么
？Happy New Year what？
我们大家知道，主耶稣现在在天上。
We all know that Jesus Christ is not here with us。
他还要再来。
He'll come again。
什么时候来
？When he'll come？
不知道。
We don't know。
但是他一定来。
But he will come for sure。
他可能呢，明天就来。
Maybe tomorrow。
主再来说明什么
？What does that mean that Jesus will come again？
主说明我们人会说明什么？我们来看一下啊，主耶稣来会发生什么事？
What will happen when Jesus comes second time?
主必亲自从天降临， 那些在基督里死了的人必先复活，然后我们还活着存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相会，这样我们就要和主常常同在。
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the cry of a command, with the voice of archangel, and with the sound of a trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord.
这怎么说呢?
So what does that mean?
我简单举两个例子。
I give you two examples.
比如啊，比如啊，不是真的啊。
For example, for example.
我们在座的人啊，现在都是死人。
不。We're all dead here.
比如。
For example, it's not real.
如果主耶稣来了，会发生什么事呢？
What will happen when Jesus comes?
信主耶稣的人他复活了。
The believers will come back to life.
升到天上去了。
Will rise up to the sky.
没有信主的呢。
Non-believers.
他还死在那儿。
He still remain dead.
再第二个例子。
The second example.
这是真的。
This is real.
我们现在的人都是活的。
We are alive here.
我们现在大家都活着了吧。
We are alive here.
如果主耶稣来了会发生什么事？
What will happen if Jesus comes right now?
信主耶稣的人不见了，都上天了。
All believers will disappear.
没有信主的人呢，你现在还留下来。
Non-believers are still here.
你还活着。
You're still alive.
但是一直到死去。
Until until reach your death.
主的第一次来。
The first come of the Lord.
他是来拯救我们人的灵魂的。
The Lord's first coming brings salvation to us.
主的第二次来呢，他是要拯救我们的身体和我们的灵魂。
The second coming of the Lord fully redeems our bodies and our souls.
使我们得到完全的救赎。
So we can get complete salvation.
所以说我们会说 Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Therefore we will say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
原因就在这儿。
This is the reason.
今天是2023年的最后一天。
Today is the last day of year 2023.
明天是2024年的第一天。
Tomorrow is the first day of year 2024.
我们应该如何来送旧迎新呢？
So how should we sending off the old and welcoming the new?
我们来念一段经文。
Let's read a Bible verse.
求你教导我们怎样数算自己的日子，好使我们得着智慧的心。我们做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们此刻聚集在你的面前。
Dear Lord, we're gathered together.
我们要敬拜赞美你。
We'll worship you.
因为你是配得我们敬拜，配得我们赞美的。
Because you're worthy.
求主宝血洁净，赦免我们的罪。
Please use your precious blood cleansing us, so we will be covered.
求你赐下话语光照我们。
Use your words enlight us.
使我们过着分别为圣的生活。
So we can be sanctified.
让我们的言行与我们的蒙恩相称。
So we can do what we're supposed to do.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
好，我们怎么来迎新？送旧迎新呢
？So how should we send off the old and welcome the new？
今天我们从三个方面，我们大家一起来学习。
So we can learn through three aspects.
第一个是凡事感恩。
The first one is be grateful in everything.
我们要数算主的恩典。
We should count the Lord's grace.
我们大家一起来念，凡事谢恩，就是神在基督耶稣里给你们的旨意。我们再念一节经文。
Another verses.
这一切都是为了你们。
For your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God.
感恩是神的旨意，在感恩中神的荣耀，我们得益处，我们才能够感到知足与喜乐。认识主在万事万物中的美意，以致生出敬畏之情、顺服之心。
So gratitude is God's will. In gratitude, God is glorified and we benefit. Only can we feel contented and happy. Know that God's good will in all things and develop our obedience.
英国有一个作家叫萨克雷斯，他说
，There is a writer in England, British writer. His name is Zachary.
生活就是一面镜子，你笑他也笑，你哭他也哭。你感恩的生活，你生活就将赐给你灿烂的阳光。所以我们要凡事感恩。成功的时候我们要感恩，失败和不幸的时候更应该要感恩。
So this British writer Thackeray said, life is a mirror. If you smile, it will laugh too. If you cry, it will cry too. If you are grateful to life, life will give you brilliant sunshine. Therefore, we must give thanks in everything. We must be grateful when we succeed, and we should be grateful even more when we failed or unlucky.
我们来看一个例子。约伯
Let's look at an example of Job.
旧约的约伯呢，就讲了一个亿万富翁约伯。
In Old Testament, we'll talk about one billionaire Job.
他受到了撒旦的攻击，他在一天当中，他所有的财产都丧失了。
So he was attacked by Satan. He lost all his field, fortune and his children in one day.
而且呢，他有十个子女全部都丧失了生命。
Because he got 10 children and he lost them in one day.
他只剩下了夫妻两个人。
So in his family, only two left, himself and his wife.
这个时候约伯呢，他是什么样子呢？
So what's his situation?
他从脚掌到头顶都长了毒疮。
So sores from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head.
他的太太呢，就说死了算了。
His wife said, curse your God and die.
但是呢，约伯跟他太太说，你说话像个愚王的女人，难道我们从神得到福，也不应当受祸吗？
But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women would speak. Shall we receive good from God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, Job did not sing with his lips.
约伯他为什么能够感恩呢？
Why Job can be so grateful?
因为他认为
Because he thought
我出生出于母胎，也必吃身回归回，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
因为他呢，承认神对他有主权。
Because he commit the authority of God.
他认为呢，我们所拥有的一切，包括我们的物质财产，身旁的亲人和朋友，甚至我们本身的才干、时间、健康和生命，都是属于神的。
Because he truly believed that everything we have, including our material possessions and relatives and friends around us, even our own talents, time, health, life, belong to God.
我们只是管理从神领受来的管家。
So we're just the stewards of what we receive from God.
感恩不仅是为了获得好处的报答。而且是知道无论拥有或得到什么，一切都是由神的美意，并深信神给的都是最好的。
So thanksgiving is not only a reward from receiving benefits, but also knowing that no matter what you have or you receive, everything has God's goodwill in it, and you are convinced that the God gives, whatever God gives is the best.
万事相互效应，让爱神的人得益处。
And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, and those who are called according to His purpose.
后来神呢，加倍的赏赐给约伯。
So later, God gave Job more
财物。
Oh, more possessions and material goods.
然后呢，他又赐给他十个儿女。
And God gave another 10 children to Job.
这都是神的安排。
This is all God's arrangements.
为了我们能够得到益处。
For us to get benefit.
所以世界上没有一件事情是偶然的。
So not one thing in this world is accidental.
我们对神要感恩。
We should be grateful for our God.
同时我们对周边的人也要感恩。
Also, we should be grateful to the people around us.
有一个老人跟一个年轻人说，你呢，认为太阳和月亮哪一个比较重要？
The two person, one is elderly, one is young, and elderly ask a young person, compared to sun and moon, which one is more important?
你们认为太阳重要，月亮重要？
What do you think? What is more important, sun or the moon?
哪个重要？
Which one?
这个年轻人想了一下说，他说月亮重要。
The young person thought about it, and he said the moon is more important.
为什么呢？
Why?
他说呢，晚上是黑夜。
Because during the night time it's so dark.
这个月亮呢，它在可以照亮。
So the moon will bring the light.
这个白天呢已经够亮了。
During the daytime we have enough of light.
这个太阳就多余了。
So the sun is useless.
好笑吧？
Is that funny?
实际上呢，我们人就是这么一个人。
So we all like this young person.
每天照顾你的人，你从来不觉得什么。
You never think too much about it, about those people who are taking care of you.
有一个陌生人偶然帮助你一下，你就认为这个人好得不得了。
A stranger, they help you for once, and you just think this person is so good.
你的父母呢，一直为你付出，你总觉得是理所当然。
And you just take for granted when your parents give you so much, take care of you so much.
有时还感到嫌烦。
And sometimes you feel annoyed by them.
夫妻也是如此。
Couples like that as well.
夫妻时间待得长了。
When they married for a long time,
爱情变成了亲情。
So the love became to a family.
这个爱人呢，变成了亲人。
So lover became a family member.
爱人跟亲人有什么不一样？
So what's the difference between lover and a family
有没有区别啊？
member? Is there any difference?
爱人跟亲人是有区别的。
There is difference.
有人形容丈夫摸到太太的手，好像自己的右手摸到自己的左手。
So someone they describe it as like touching my wife's hand, just like my right hand touching my left hand.
把对方呢当成理所当然。
I'm accustomed to it and take other person's efforts as a matter of course.
常常在一起麻木了。
So we all always together, so I don't feel anything.
太阳一直都在。
The sun is always there.
时间长了，人就忘了他的光亮了。亲人一直都在，时间长了，你就忘了他的温暖了。
So the sun is always there, but as time goes by, people forget the light it gives. So the loved ones are always there as well, but as time goes by, people forget the warmth they give.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有这个现象？
So brothers and sisters, do we do that often, or do we see that often?
把对方所做的是理所当然的。
We take for granted for others they did to you.
有没有这个现象？
Do we see that often? Yes.
多少有一点吧。
More or less.
所以说我们在2023年要结束的时候，
So at the end of the year 2023,
我们要感谢我们的家人亲友。
We should be thankful for our families and our relatives.Friends.
我们要感谢我们的老师，感谢同学。
We should be thankful for our teachers and our classmates.
我们要感谢我们的老板，要感谢我们的同事。
So we should be thankful for our bosses and our co-workers.
我们要感谢我们的牧者，我们要感谢我们的弟兄和姐妹。
We should be thankful for our pastors and brothers and sisters.
我们要感谢那些我们知道的和不知道的，为我们做出祷告的和物质上的帮助的人。
We should be thankful for those who we may know or may not know that they prayed for us and they helped us in every way they can.
我今天特别要感谢的。
Today I especially will give thanks to.
这后面有一个大的一个 TV.
We have a big TV there.
Called TV scan.
TV scan.
Screen.
Big TV screen.
感谢主。
We thank Lord for that.
神是借着我们周围的事、人事物来施恩给我们。我们对他们的感恩，也就是对神的感恩。
So God benefit us through the people, things, and things around us. So our gratitude to them is also our gratitude to God.
今天回家的时候，大家，我们的亲人，我们的朋友，我们都要给他们感谢一下。
So today when we go home, we should thank all those people like families and friends and people around us.
我们再一起再思考一下，第二个方面，要省察自己。
So we're going to think about second point. We should examine yourself, ourselves.
在我们一个人的生命当中，有三件事是我们无法避免的，一个就是死亡，第二个是纳税，第三个你要省察自己。
So in everyone's life, there are three things that we cannot avoid.Which are death, paying taxes, and examining ourselves.
神的本性呢是无所不知的。
God knows everything.
神知道我们的一切。
God knows everything about us.
所以说呢，我们在他的面前没有什么事情可以隐瞒的。
We cannot hide anything from our God.
所以说我们要省察自己。
Therefore, we should examine ourselves.
这样免得我们得罪他。
So we don't offend our God.
得罪人。
Offend people around us.
我们举个例子。
I'll give you an example.
彼得和犹大
Peter and Judah
这两个大家都很熟悉
I guess everybody know them
这两个都是主耶稣亲自所拣选的使徒
So those are two selected by Jesus Christ, two apostles
但是他们在同一天
But in one day, same day
一个是出卖了主一个是三次不认主
One betrayed our Jesus Christ. The other one, they claim not knowing Jesus for three times.
这个性质是一样的。
The nature of those behaviors are same.
都是背叛主。
They all betrayed our God.
但是这两个人的命运不一样。
But their destinies are totally different.
为什么呢
？Why?
彼得他能够省察，能够认罪，能够悔改。
Because Peter.He examined himself and he committed his sin and he repented.
犹大他没有悔改也没有省察自己而是选择了自杀。
And Judah didn't do that and he didn't do self-examination and he committed suicide.
所以说省察自己是很重要的。
Therefore, self-examination is very important.
第二个方面，我们要求神来鉴察我们。
The second point is that we should ask God to observe us.
我们大家一起来念一节经文。
Let's read this Bible verse.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试验我，知道我的意念，看看我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永恒的道路。这个是大卫的一个祷告。
This is a prayer from David, King David.
大卫他犯了罪。
David is sinned.
他在神面前的一个祷告。
He prayed in front of God.
我们为什么要神来监察我们呢
？Why do we need a God to observe us?
如果只我们自己审查自己的话，通常有两个结果。
So we only do self-examination, will get two results.
我们可能第一个情况就是说呢，我们千方百计地找理由，认为自己是无辜的。
So the first possible result will be we're looking for a reason and think we're innocent.
另外一个呢，它就是自己定自己的罪。不能原谅自己。
So the other possible result would be we punish ourselves.
大卫如此祈求呢，是因为他怕还没有什么心思意念和显而未见的罪隐藏在心里，还没有清除。他生怕自己省察不清，得罪了神，得罪的人。所以求神来鉴察。
So David prayed like this because he was afraid that there will be still some thoughts and hidden things, hidden insight that had not been cleared away. So he was deeply afraid that he would not understand clearly and would offend God and others. So he asked God to investigate.
我们人人都会犯罪。
We all sinned.
都会犯错。
We all make mistakes.
所以说呢，我们要以大卫为榜样。
So we'll take David's steps.
通过自我的省察，我们可以认罪悔改。
Through exam ourselves, so we can commit our sins and repent.
这样的可以跟主耶稣能够建立一个亲密的关系。
So we can build up an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ.
改善与周围人的关系。
So we improve the relationship with the people around us.
感恩再加上省察自己，就可以改善与神的关系，改善与人的关系。这是人成圣和成功的关键。
So be thankful plus examine yourself. That could improve your relationship with God and with people. This is the key to people's satisfaction and success. A sanctification, sorry.
我们在座的人，有的是成功的。
So here, I'm sure some people are very successful.
有的是不成功的。
Some people not successful at others.
有一个很大的一个原因。
There is a biggest reason for that.
你是不是看人比自己强？
Is that you look at other people, they are better than you?
你是不是能够看到自己的问题？
If you could find problems in yourself,
你这两个加起来了，你一定成功。
So if you put those two together, you'll be successful.
我们再来思考第三个方面，送旧迎新。
So we'll think about the third point. We're sending off the old and welcoming the new.
我们来看看圣经所说的新和旧。
So what the Bible calls the old and new.
我们大家一起来念。
Let's read this verse together.
如果有人圣经不是用时间先后来区分新旧的。旧不是因为。
The Bible does not use time to distinguish the old from new.
旧不是因为我们没有使用新的知识、新的技巧、新的方法、新的角度，乃是因为我们用属世的方法。
So old does not mean we do not use new knowledge, new skills, and new methods, and new perspectives. Old does not mean that we use worldly methods.
旧不能建立人，也不能造就人。
So old doesn't build up people.
而新的呢，是属基督的，是大有能力的，是能够建立自己，也能够造就别人。
So the new is in Jesus Christ. So we'll build up yourself and also build up other people.
第二个，不放下旧的，新的就不会来。
If you don't let the go of the old, the new won't come.
我们在这个2003年，我们要把旧的放下。
So in 2023, we'll let go of the old.
我们在基督里要想前进的话，要想进步的话，就必须要忘记背后，努力面前。
So in Jesus Christ, if we want to move forward, we should forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is new.
不忘记自己以往的成就，就会自高自大。
If you don't forget your past achievements, you will become arrogant and complacent.
反之，不忘记自己的失败和软弱，别人得罪伤害我们的事，就会灰心，就会沮丧。
On the other hand, if we don't forget our own failures, weakness, the things that others have done to offend us, we will become discouraged and depressed.
产生消极的作用。因此呢，必须要放下过去的一切，我们才能够迎接新的事物，迈向前进。
So which will have a negative effect. Therefore, we must let go of the everything in the past before we can welcome new things and move forward.
第三点，我们要送旧迎新，必须要改变坏的习惯。
So bad habits must be changed to see off the old and welcome the new.
我们大家来念一节经文，一道念。
Let's read this Bible verse together. Do not plow in season, so at harvest time they look but find nothing.
这怎么说呢？
So what should we say about it?
习惯决定人的性格，性格决定人的命运。
So the habits determine a person's character, and a character determines a person's destiny.
大家同意吗？
Do you agree with that?
同意吗？没声音。
There's.
同意。
Do you agree with that?
为什么？
Why?
有些人呢，一事无成，为什么平平庸庸？
Why some people just so average that they cannot be successful?
不是没有能力，不是没有智力，不是没有抱负，而是办事拖延一个坏习惯所造成。
It's not because they don't have a talent, they don't have a head, or they don't have a will to be successful. It's just they put off the things they should do and always delay.
浪费了时光，失去了机会。
So they wasted all the times they have, and they missed the chances and opportunities.
我想起了明代的诗人钱夫写的一首诗，叫《明日歌》。《明日歌》大家听会吧
？So I, there is a, the poem.And came to my mind by a Chinese Ming Dynasty poet Chen Fu called Son of Tomorrow.
明代的诗人他写的《明日歌》。
The Chinese Ming Dynasty poet Chen Fu.
他比较长，我呢把它cut掉了，就讲前面两句。
It's a long poem, so I cut off just with the two sentences.
前面呢？是文言文，不懂呢，我用括弧呢把它括起来了。那个是白话文，我呢念文言文，你们自己再去看白话文。
So this is I don't know, Asian version of the original version. The first part is the original version of the poem. The part behind that is use the simplified language, so you can read it.
明日复明日，明日何其多。
Tomorrow is another tomorrow, and there are so many tomorrows.
我生待明日，万事成蹉跎。
My whole life is waiting for tomorrow.
我就讲这两句。
I only talk about those two sentences.
这首诗给我们的启示是什么呢？拖延会上瘾，它会变成一种生活的方式，造成自己和他人极大的伤害。
So what this poem and telling us is that procrastination is addictive. It can become a way of life that causes great harm to yourself and to others.
人的生命只有一次。
We only have one life.
时间呢是。不会回头的。
And time will never come back, go back.
不要今天的事拖到明天，今年的事拖到明年。
Don't put off today's things until tomorrow, and don't put off this year's thing until next year.
今天是2023年的最后一天。
Today is the last day of 2023.
我们要好好想一想。
We should really think about it.
有哪些事是该做的？我们没有做。
There are many things that we should do, but we didn't do.
有哪些事是该改的？我们没有改。
So there are things that we should change, but we didn't do.
我们不要把它带到明年去。
We shouldn't take those things to the next year.
个人如此，家庭如此，学校如此，职场如此，教会也是如此。
So for individual, it is like this, and for the family, like this, for your workplace is like this, even the church like this.
遇到的任何难题，我们就要想办法去解决。
So if we face difficulties, we'll find a way and find a solution.
一个小时解决不了。
If we cannot resolve the thing in 1 hour,
就花一天的时间来解决。
So we spend 1 day to resolve it.
一天解决不了，我们用一周的时间来解决。
If we can resolve it in 1 day, we can complete it in 1 week.
一周解决不了，我们就用一个月的时间来解决。
If we couldn't complete the things in one week, we can complete it in 1 month.
一个年解决不了。
If we couldn't do it in a year,
我们就用一生的时间来解决。
We'll use our lifetime to resolve this.
Amen 吧。
Amen.
我们要养成这个习惯。办法总比困难多，只要想办法，一定能够解决。拖延会使小病变成了大病，而无药可医；拖延会使问题积累而无法解决；拖延会失去机会，失去福气。
So there are always more solutions than difficulties. As long as you think of a solution, you will be able to solve it.Procrastination will turn a minor illness into a serious illness for which there is no cure, and procrastination will cause problems to accumulate and cannot be solved. Procrastination will cause loss of opportunities and blessings.
等一等，我们喜欢等一等，再等一等。
We all like to wait a little bit and.
我们常常会这样吧。
We all like that.
会不会？等一等，再等等。
Wait a little bit.
时间就过去了。
Time goes by.
等到条件成熟了，我们再去采取行动。
We just wait for conditions to mature before we take any actions.
这就意味着，你永远不会采取行动。
It means that action will never be taken.
等到有了充分的时间、安适的环境，我们再去灵修，我们再去读圣经。
We all like that we wait until we have enough time and we have a comfortable environment so we can practice spiritual practices and study the Bible.
你就永远不会开始。
If you do that, you will never start.
等到有一个完全合适的侍奉的机会出现了，我再去侍奉。
Well, wait until a perfect suitable situation opportunity arises, and then I will go and I'll serve.
你永远不会去侍奉。
If you do that, you will never serve.
等到我想明白了，有了时间了，我再来教会。
I will come to church after I have figured it all and I have time.
你永远不会信主。
You will never believe in the God, the Lord.
教会今年推行了每日与主同行，要在一年当中把全本圣经都要通读一遍的活动。
So this year our church have walking with the Lord every day and reading the entire Bible throughout the year activity.
有多少人完成了？
How many people have completed this activity?
这个事情是培刚弟兄负责的。
Brother Pei Gang is in charge of this activity.
我就问了培刚，
so、I
有多少人能够再参加呢？
How many people was involved in this?
培刚回答怎么说？
What did Pei Gang say?
大家猜猜怎么讲？
Have a guess here.
他说我不敢问。
I'm afraid of asking.
这是大实话。那我今天就来问。
This is a truth.
他不敢问，我来问。
He is afraid of asking. I'll ask.
有多少人按照计划做的，请举个手。
how many people acted upon the daily.
举高一点。
Raise your hands if you did.
不到十人。
Not even 10 people.
裴刚，知道了啊。
Now, Brother 裴刚 knows.
我们信主多年了。
We are believers for many years.
有的呢是信了一二十年了。
Many people are believing God for more than 10 years.
有的是信主几十年了。
Or many, many years.
还没有把圣经通读一遍。
And they haven't get chance to finish the whole Bible.
不是你没有能力读。
It's not your lack of ability to read.
也不是你不想读。
It's not because you don't want to.
也不是你没有时间读。
It's not because you don't have time.
因为呢是明日复明日，明日何其多，所造成的。
Because tomorrow is always after tomorrow. After tomorrow is always tomorrow.
一拖拖的，这一大把年龄了，还没有读完。
So we delayed, we put off until like we're so old and we still haven't finished that.
今天那些年轻人怎么好像没看到吗？
We didn't see all those young people.
我是盼望这些年轻人呢，现在就抓紧时间读。
I hope those young people will take time and read Bible.
我们最大的盼望是主耶稣第二次再来。
Our biggest hope is second come of Jesus Christ.
使我们的灵魂体能够得到全面的救赎。
So we can get complete salvation of bodies and souls.
但是这个要有一个前提的。
So there is a prerequisite.
这必须是在我们有生之年的时候，我们要信靠主耶稣啊。
So we should believe in God and while we still alive.
信主的人要引起注意。
So believers should pay attention.
传福音不能够再耽搁。
So spreading the gospel cannot wait.
这是主耶稣给我们的一个使命啊。
This is a command from Jesus Christ.
主耶稣再来的时候，我们怎么向主交账呢？
So how should we face the Jesus Christ one day?
你这个必须要交的。
You have to face him.
所以说我们要抓紧时间，不能等待。
So therefore, we cannot wait. We have do that urgently.
我对今天有没有还没有信主的呀？
So today, if there are any non-believers here,
没有信主的，要更加要引起注意。
So those who have not yet believed in the Lord should pay more attention.
生死是人生最大的事情。
Death and being born is the biggest things for people.
主什么时候再来，不掌握在我们手里。
We cannot control the second come of Jesus Christ.
不可掉以轻心。
We have to pay attention.
不能够拖延。
We cannot wait.
我们要立即的，我们要能够对主的福音，我们要能够接受下来。
So we have to accept salvation right away.
以免悔之不及。
So we won't regret for that.
我们只有得到了救恩，我们这个生活才可以没有后顾之忧。
So we don't have to any we don't have any worries once we accept Jesus Christ and get the salvation.
神的话是可信的。
God's words is believable.
我们要相信神的话。
We'll believe God's words.
你如何能信呢？
How should you believe?
你做一件事。
You do one thing.
就是你常常来教会。
Just coming to church all the time.
只要你来，神就会让你信。
As long as you come, and God will make you believe.
我们在座的信主的人都是这样走来的，走过来的。
All the believers sitting here are like that.
盼望没有信主的人跟我们一样，都能够得到救恩。
we hope that all the non-believers, just like us, will get the salvation.
当主来的时候，我们都能够得到永生。
So when Jesus Christ comes second time, we all get eternal life.
今日的事，今日完毕。
Today things will be finished today.
今年的事，今年完毕。
And this year's things will be finished this year.
所以说，我们在座的，我们要做好父亲，做好母亲，做好丈夫，做好妻子，做好孩子，做好学生。你先讲。
So today, everyone here, we should be a good father, good mother, and good students, good children, good grandpa, grandma.
各位老板，有老板吧？
Is there any bosses here?
雇员。
Employees here.
我们也希望我们的传道人还有教会的弟兄姐妹也都能够负起自己的责任来。
So we hope all the brothers and sisters and pastors we all take our own responsibilities.
等候主耶稣的再来。
Waiting for Jesus Christ's second come.
阿们吗？
阿们。
这就是我们怎么样来迎送旧迎新。
This is how we are sending off the old and welcoming the new.
我们大家做祷告一起。
Let's pray together.
在这岁末的时候。
At the end of the year.
感谢你赐下话语。
We thank you for your words.
教导我们数算你对我们无微不至的爱。和恩典。
So we could counting all the blessings, all the love, and all the grace you gave to us.
数算周围人对我们的帮助。
So we are counting all the help we received from people around us.
使我们成为一个感恩的人。
So we can be a thankful person.
谢谢你教导我们要省察自己。
So thank you for teaching us how to examine ourselves.
看看有哪些地方得罪了你和得罪人的地方。
So find out where we did to offend you and offend people around us.
让我们能与你和人有好的关系。
So we can build up a good relationships between you and with you and with other people around us.
谢谢你提醒我们要忘记过去。
We thank you for reminding us so we can forget what behind us.
使我们能够轻装前进。
So we can move forward lightly.
谢谢你让我们要改掉拖延的恶习。
So we thank you that we can change our bad habit of delaying all the time.
早日的传福音。
So we can spread the good news.
早日的接受救恩。
So we can accept your salvation.
愿人人得救得赏。
So we hope that everyone can be saved and can be rewarded.
因为你来的日子近了。
Because your second come is coming soon.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.